by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Based on a teaching from the greatest life ever lived. In the town of Tiberias in Galilee, there's one man respected above all others. His name is Raphael, a kind man, an honest merchant. He enjoys the friendship and goodwill of his fellows. Now, when the work of the day is over, it's Raphael's custom to sit in the protecting shade of the arbor before his house. There he can watch the sunset, feel the stirring of the first breeze of evening. It's a time when a man could be at rest. And yet, this evening, Raphael's uneasy.
Nicholas. Nicholas.
Yes, Raphael?
Are you quite sure he hasn't returned? But possibly he's in his room.
No, sir, I've looked there.
Maybe you should have gone with him.
After all, sir, he's not a child. Your son's a man. Young, of course, but still a man. Surely I can't go with him if he insists on going alone.
I know. But it's that temper of his. I always have a feeling he'll get into trouble when he's out of my sight.
Unfortunately, it's always a possibility with your son.
Well, I've done what I can. I wasn't content to have him taught only in a temple school. So I brought you here to teach him the culture of Greece and Rome. I thought knowledge would change him.
Knowledge is for the mind. But wisdom is for the heart and the spirit.
The spirit, eh? I've noticed of late that you talk a good deal about the spirit, Nicholas. Why?
Some think it presumptuous for a slave to discuss such a matter with his master.
You talk that way to me? Nicholas, have I ever treated you as a slave?
No. It's true that though you bought me in a Roman slave market, you've always treated me with respect. Yet this matter, I hesitate to talk to you about it.
Even if I ask you? Even if I promise you won't suffer by it?
Very well, Raphael. I have another master.
Another master? Ah, but that's impossible.
He is master for my spirit.
Oh, the Nazarene. Nicholas, you follow him?
You seem surprised.
I thought he teaches only to my people.
He teaches to all who listen and believe. I was even thinking that perhaps your son Samson could profit from his teaching.
You mean it could help him with that violent temper of his?
I think it could. Do I have your permission to talk to him?
If it could help, of course you have my permission. You see, I should hate to pass on and leave him as he is now.
Sir, I never heard you speak of death before.
I have good reason now. I've been told I don't have much time left, and that it may come suddenly. Shock, excitement, anything.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Raphael.
Now you see how important it is to me. I'd like to be sure of the boy before, well, in time, at least.
Then I shall talk to him as soon as I can.
Nicholas, someone has just entered the arbor. Oh, Samson! Samson, is it you?
Good day, Raphael. Or should it be good evening?
Oh, Phineas.
You must forgive my intrusion, Raphael. I know you like to be alone this time of day, but there are some matters of business which can't wait.
I said all I have to say to your man when he brought the figs to the marketplace.
You cost me a great deal of money today, Raphael.
I only refused to buy your figs.
Oh, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But when the word traveled around the marketplace, no one else would buy them either.
I'm sorry, but I've cautioned you before, Phineas. Give me honest weight for honest coin.
So now you're accusing me of cheating, is that
it? I put no names to it. Only the next time you send me figs, make sure they're of good quality below the first layer, too. And now I consider this matter was finished in the marketplace.
Hold on. I told you you cost me a great deal of money today. What do you intend to do about it?
I am always ready to buy fine figs at an honest price. That is all I can tell you.
Then you don't care about the harm you've done me. You're too proud and important to worry about the likes of me, eh? Well, in that case, maybe I can return your little favor. Maybe I can give you something to worry about. We'll see. Yes, we'll see.
Phineas,
he's gone.
I don't like that man. I don't like the evil things he suggests when he talks that way.
But what could Phineas do to you, sir? Surely you're not afraid of him.
A bitter mind can erupt in strange ways. Somehow, at times like this, I wish Samson were here at the house.
He'll be back by dark. He always is. Wait, I can see him now. Strange.
What is it?
He's not alone.
Not alone? Well, who's with him? Who is that?
No one I've ever seen before.
Samson, son, I've been waiting for you.
Good evening, Father.
You have a guest.
Oh, I hope you don't mind, Father. He was a poor man I met at the city gate. He traveled a long way and arrived here penniless and without food. I thought we could do something for him.
Why, of course. Anything at all, son, for your guest.
Thank you, sir. I came here expecting to find my daughter and her husband. The last of my family. I thought they would take me in, but I find now they've moved on to another place.
Well, you shall rest here and go on when you're able.
Thank you. And bless you for raising so fine a lad as this one. A good heart. Yes, a good heart.
I'll go with him, Father, to see he has everything he wants.
Of course. There, Nicholas. There is the tragedy of it. So fine a lad, and yet there are times... Well, you know how he is at times.
I know, sir. But now maybe I'd better help him make his guest comfortable.
I'll have some food brought to you.
Oh, thank you, but perhaps I trouble you too much. I could go to the kitchen for my food.
Oh, not at all. My father's house is a prosperous one. We have servants here to serve our guests.
Samson, is there anything I can do to help?
Oh, yes, Nicholas. Food. Bring my friend here some food while I help make him comfortable.
Of course, sir.
Now then, off with this dusty cloak.
Oh, thank you.
Then I'll pour some water for you. Now, that'll feel good for tired feet.
It will indeed. Thank you, lad. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't been there at the town gate. My own daughter, my last living child, and she isn't here.
There, now you'll find her. Tomorrow morning we'll go from house to house here. Somebody will know where she and her husband have gone. Don't you worry. Ah, and here's your food now. The outlook will be brighter for you once you've eaten well. Set it down here, Nicholas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now let's lift the cover of... Nicholas.
Yes, sir?
I don't consider this suitable food for my guest.
I don't know what the cook prepared.
Well, look at it. This is certainly not the same food my father and I shall eat this evening, is it?
Please, sir, there's nothing to become so wrought up about.
I know. You're going to tell me I'm losing my temper. Well, there are times a man should lose his temper. Now, when you insult my guest and you insult me, too, in the very same act... Well, I won't stand for it. I won't.
Samson.
Get out, sir. Nicholas. Get out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you need to have been so concerned about me, lad. The food that lies there on the floor would have been good enough for me.
I'm sorry you had to see this, sir. I don't know what it is. Everything goes along smoothly enough until something happens. Some small thing like this, and then a fury comes over me. I can't control it. I'm sorry.
Things a man can do in a fury.
That's one good part of it. Nothing serious has ever happened, although... Well, I'm afraid of the same thing you are. Someday it might be something serious. Well, we've talked enough about me. You'll have to come down with me now and eat with my father and me. I trust it won't tire you too much. And if you can, forget what you just saw here. Please.
Samson, has your guest retired for the evening?
Yes, Nicholas. There were moments there during the meal when I thought he'd fall asleep while eating. He was a tired man. Nicholas.
Yes, sir?
What happened earlier, I hope you won't think too badly of me.
It's not my place to judge.
Oh, that's not so. You've been as close to me as my own father. When I hurt you, I hurt myself.
Then why do you let it happen?
I don't know. I like people. I try to help them, treat them as I'd want to be treated. And then come those moments when I suddenly hate them, go angry with everyone. Even then, I don't really mean any harm.
And then you regret what you said or done.
Yes.
Samson, if you could change...
Oh, if only I could.
Would you do as I say?
Anything.
Would you go with me to hear the master just one time?
The master? Why?
Why not?
I don't know. I don't want to be talked to, lectured to.
Not even if your father wanted it?
One moment now. You mean my father and you have talked about this?
We have.
I don't like that.
We meant you no harm.
I don't like being talked about behind my back. I don't like it at all. And I presume that's what goes on all the time, doesn't it?
Is there anything strange about that? Your father loves you, I love you. We're only seeking your happiness.
No matter how a conversation in this house starts, it always comes to the same point, sooner or later. Now leave me alone, both of you. I'll work out my own problems in my own way, do you hear?
Please,
you may tell my father that I'm old enough to determine for myself whether I'll go to hear the master. And I won't continue to be treated like a child, do you understand?
I do.
I'll go on and tell him.
I can't do
Nicholas!
That.
My father's treatment of you doesn't change your place in this household. You're still a slave, remember that. You're to do what you're told.
Yes, sir.
Well, don't stand there. Go tell him.
Nicholas doesn't have to tell me, Samson.
Father.
I heard what you said. I heard you fling the word slave in Nicholas' face. I didn't like it, Samson.
Well, then he should do as he's told.
I think that you should apologize, Samson.
Are you placing him above me?
I'm trying to have you repair the damage you've done to an old friend. And I apologize.
I will not.
Samson, I've ordered you to...
Father, what is it?
Right.
Come in. Good evening to you, Phineas. The word came to me that you wanted to see me.
Yes, come in.
Thank you. Well, what bit of dirty business needs doing?
Watch out what you say.
Well, we don't have to make pretenses, you and I. When you send for me, I have a notion what it's for. Well?
I want me a little revenge.
Revenge, huh? Well, it's in my line. What kind of revenge?
There's a man in this town who's insulted me. Even claimed I'm dishonest.
If you wanted to revenge yourself on everyone who said that, you'd have your hands full.
Now, see here,
Larry. All right. I like a little joke every so often. Now then, get to the business.
I want this man to suffer. I want to see him squirm. But yet it must be accomplished in such a way that no one can blame me. Now, does that suggest anything to that sly mind of yours?
It opens a variety of little doors in my mind. Intriguing doors. Ideas could come forth in profusion. But revenge, that's a rather personal matter. I mean to say it should be something that would hurt the individual most because of who he is, what he is. Now, if you tell me his name...
It's Rayfield.
Rayfield? That's strange.
Oh, what's strange about it?
I think fate has anticipated you. Rayfield was struck down this evening.
Ill?
Very ill.
What?
Yeah, they don't know if he's going to live.
I hadn't heard.
Well, will it change your mind?
Of course not. This may make our task easier. So, think about it a while, eh, Lemuel?
Yes, of course. But I have a strange habit, Phineas. I think best with music in my ears. Say, the music coins make when they jingle together. Huh?
Any improvement?
I told you to get some sleep, Samson.
Oh, I just lay there tossing. I thought I'd do better here. How is he?
The same.
I see.
Samson.
Is that you?
Yes, Father. How do you feel?
I don't know.
Father, will you ever forgive me? It was my fault. What have I done? What have I done to you? I could only undo it.
Evil is easier not done than undone. There's nothing you can do now for me. But there is one thing you can do for yourself. You are to go with Nicholas.
Leave you?
Yes.
Well, I couldn't do that now.
You listen to me, son. The only thing I want now is some assurance that you will be well, safe. That can never be unless you learn to conquer your fury, your anger. So if you would do anything for me now, you go with Nicholas. See the master. Listen to him. I'd feel better if you did.
If you say so, Father. So many people here, Nicholas. All of them trusting and believing in him.
And now you know why.
Yes. And when I think of the trouble that could have been avoided, if only I'd agree to come sooner.
It's what makes anger so destructive, my boy. The thing we're angry at one moment, seems welcome the next. Anger never helps. It only hinders us.
What shall I say to the master when I stand before him?
Be humble because of your fault. And hopeful because of your faith. The words will take care of themselves.
Look, lad. It's our turn now. Come.
Nicholas, there's nothing to fear, lad. Look into his face and speak.
Master, I've been here only this one day. But I've heard more wisdom, more love, more kindness spoken here than in all my life before. Perhaps then you have some word which can help one like me. Something that can help to still the fury that rages up in me sometimes. For it has made me do things I would never want to do. Tell me, Master. Tell me.
Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment.
The master said were just as I told you, Father.
Good. And do you know all that he meant, son?
Nicholas and I, we talked about it. I think I know. Anger and murder, they are the same in a way. For one leads to the other, and no one knows at which moment the change will take place.
So you must work at controlling your anger, my son.
I promise I will.
Promise? I've heard promises before. You must have the will. You must have the strength. You must have the desire to destroy your anger.
I know.
Good. Remember that as you take up my work. For I must turn it over to you now. There will be no more work for me again.
Yes, Father.
I've been waiting for you to get an idea. One day, two, five. It's been a week now.
Yes.
Well,
Phineas, did you ever think of Raphael's boy, Samson?
Oh, I have nothing against him. It's his father I want to even a score with.
I should have known my brilliant idea would be wasted on you. You have no appreciation for brains, ingenuity, finesse.
What are you getting at?
The boy. and through the boy, the father. We can deal them a double blow that should give you all the revenge you want.
How?
Well, I'll tell you how I got the idea. Sitting here in the inn, watching the lad trudge to and from his father's place of business these past 2 days. Very serious, very businesslike. But we know that lad. Hot-tempered, violent, easily stirred to action. Well, we meet the boy. Accidentally, of course. Words pass, about his father, perhaps, and the lad, true and staunch as he is, rises to his father's defense. What you say angers him to the point of fighting. He lunges for you, and I, in an effort only to protect you, bring this heavy goblet of wine down on his head with, shall we say, crushing effect. How do you like it?
I don't think it'll work. I've heard them talk about the boy in the marketplace. They say he's changed, he's different.
Different? Well, that only means we'll have to provoke him a little further. I know. After the first words pass between you, you seize a cup of wine from the table and fling the contents in his face. Now, surely under such insult, he must retaliate.
Of course. And if the son is badly injured or dies, the shock will kill the father.
Exactly, and nobody can blame us because everybody knows the boy's bad temper.
Did you say revenge, Phineas?
Very good, Lemuel, very good. When shall it be?
Why not this afternoon?
Why not?
See, Phineas, I told you, he comes by here at this time.
Oh, that slave is with him.
Nicholas, yes, every time, but don't worry about him. He's old. He can't stop us.
Now, you'll be ready to hit the boy with your goblet. I wouldn't want him to get in the first blow. He could, he's a husky lad.
Yes, yes, don't worry, sir. Just do as I said. Now, here he comes. I'll stop him, engage him in conversation.
Shh, I will. Ah, good afternoon, Samson.
Oh, Phineas. Good afternoon.
Don't go. I want to ask you something.
Come, sir. We must return to the house.
One moment, Nicholas.
Well, Phineas, what do you want?
Only to inquire about your father.
He's getting better, thank you.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Very glad.
Well, I must admit it's a surprise to hear you speak that way about him.
But why? Because we've had our little differences from time to time. It's nothing. After all, who knows where shrewdness leaves off and dishonesty begins? The old man's a fox, eh?
Are you hinting that my father's dishonest?
No. Come with me.
Go along with your nursemaid, lad.
Why, I...
Yes, I think I'd better go along.
That's better, lad. Now, come.
Phineas, quick, the wine, of course.
Say there, wait.
Well, what is it now?
You should forgive me, lad, for trying to provoke you. After all, it isn't fair of me to take advantage of a mere boy who's still wet behind the ears.
Is that all you have to say?
That's all I have to say, but that isn't all I have to do with you. You and I will share a cup of wine, eh?
No, thank you. I must be on my way home.
Oh, it won't take long. Lemuel, a cup of wine.
Here, Phineas.
And now, Samson!
Why, you...
Samson!
Go on, Samson. Say something. Do something. Or has the wine dampened your spirits?
Phineas.
Yes?
Phineas, I find it difficult to do this, but... I must do it nevertheless.
Samson, lad. No.
Take your hand off my arm, Nicholas.
Please,
go. No, let me alone. Phineas... I may be an amusing sight to you now, with wine staining my face, dripping down on my coat. But I thank you.
You thank me?
Yes. This wine, I can wipe it off, wash it away. But I would never have been able to wash away your blood if I'd allowed my fury to go unchecked. Come, Nicholas, I think we can go home now.
I heard some.
Nicholas told you? I'd
rather he hadn't. You shouldn't worry about such things now.
Now that I know what happened, how you conquered your anger, I don't have to worry. Not anymore.
How did it feel, son? At first, I thought the old flames of anger would burn the reason out of my brain. Then I remembered what the master said, and I could see it all clearly. In my anger, I could have destroyed Phineas. Then anger and murder, they would have been the same. You see, murder is in the heart and in the mind before it happens. And each surge of anger is a small murder in itself. Anger like that is worthy of the judgment, even as he himself said.
Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment.
Whosoever is angry, another episode in the greatest story ever told from the greatest life ever lived. Told was a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.